Thank you and good afternoon. Just a reminder that May is National Beef Month. Today is the last day to say thank you to all those involved in the beef industry. A fun fact about beef, the United States is the largest producer and consumer of beef in the world. Tune in today when I join John Michael Marty around 2:15 for a chance to win a $25 gift certificate to be used on beef from Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. All you have to do is be the fourth caller to win this generous donation from the Illinois Livestock Association. Certificates must be picked up from the Tally Broadcasting Studio in Litchfield within 30 days. The pork industry has announced new advancements in gene editing. CRISPR is certainly not a new tool in gene editing, as it was used back in 1992 to create the Flavor Saver tomato that added shelf life to the average tomato. The pork industry is excited to see the changes that CRISPR can bring to the industry. CRISPR is a powerful tool that delivers targeted gene editing. National Pork Board Chief Operating Officer John Johnson says there is rapid development in this aspect of science.
The genome is incredibly complex, and this process is akin to a full-blown encyclopedia, if anybody knows what encyclopedias are today, but think of Wikipedia and all of the information that's contained there. And with gene editing, it's like having that book of encyclopedias or Wikipedia and being able to go down to a single page and finding a single word on that page and making an edit or a change that's beneficial for that organism. And it's very precise, and it works, the applications we're talking about, it works within the native genetic material of the organism. It doesn't bring in foreign DNA into that organism way. Perhaps things were done with genetic GMOs, but the applications we're talking about with gene editing simply works with the inherent DNA that's within the organism naturally.
Johnson says CRISPR technology holds great potential for human medicine.
But not only does it hold great promise for human medicine, but also for agriculture in both the crop sciences and in livestock. And we're excited about it in the pork industry as a potential way to address disease issues. There's a PRRS-resistant pig out there. For your listeners who don't know what PRRS is, it's a devastating disease that affects both pregnant pigs as well as baby pigs and causes death, loss, and respiratory problems, and it costs our industry about $600 million a year. But there are folks out there who have used gene editing to develop a pig that is resistant to PRRS and could eliminate this major health and welfare challenge, allowing us to grow healthier pigs. More of them would live, and they would be more productive, and we would raise the same amount of pork using fewer natural resources.
The Pork Checkoff is sponsoring a unique event next week that looks at this rapidly evolving technology. More details will be found in our next Pork Checkoff report. The American Soybean Association has hired a new director of policy communication as of the 29th of May. The American Soybean Association, or ASA, announced on the 29th the selection of Wendy Brannon as director of policy communication based in its Washington, D.C. office. Wendy brings a breadth of knowledge and experience in agriculture, media, and marketing to our communications team, said ASA CEO Ryan Finley. We look to her leadership and innovative spirit to take us to the next level as we set the course for future soybean policy. Brannon is a marketing communications leader with 12 years of experience managing nonprofit marketing organizations and related promotional programs. She comes to ASA after 2 years serving as executive director of the Lodi Wine Grape Commission in California, where she oversaw communication strategies, research projects, export initiatives, and member relations. She previously directed consumer health marketing and public relations at the U.S. Apple Association. She also served as executive director of the Vidalia Onion Committee, where she developed strategic marketing programs. Brannon has a bachelor's degree in business administration and finance from the University of Georgia and a bachelor's degree in communications and broadcasting from the University of North Florida. Brannon is also an experienced broadcast reporter, producer, and anchor. Wendy will play a key role in identifying strategies for ASA to communicate with increasingly food-conscious consumers, as well as with the soybean farmers we represent, and with government policymakers, said John Gordley, director of ASA's Washington office. We welcome her to our very talented communication staff and look forward to writing the next chapter in the growth of the U.S. soybean industry. The Farm Show will be right back after these messages. The Angus Association has officially announced the location of the 2018 Angus Convention. The convention will be held in the Buckeye State of Ohio. The convention will take place in Columbus, Ohio, November 3rd through the 5th. An exciting and bustling city located in the heart of Ohio will play host to the 2018 National Angus Convention and Trade Show this fall. Whether visiting the many Angus breeders in the area or taking a short trip to visit the Certified Angus Beef or CAB brand headquarters, it's a location that embodies the heart of the grain industry and the rich history of the world's most recognizable branded beef program. CAB's 40th anniversary will be at the core of the celebration-themed event. The Angus Convention is headed to the Buckeye State for the first time ever. It is a gathering place for all quality-minded cattle producers and friends from every sector of the cattle business and offers industry-leading education, networking, and entertainment. The first weekend in November, Angus breeders, commercial cattlemen, and allied industry partners will join together to learn and set a vision for the future, participate in the organization's annual convention of delegates, take in the bustling trade show, and enjoy all the Angus history Ohio has to offer. We want to invite everyone to the 2018 Angus Convention in my home state of Ohio, said American Angus Association board member John Grimes of Hillsboro, Ohio. The state is home to a large agricultural sector, and most importantly, is home to some unique Angus legends and history. Nearly 2,500 cattlemen and women attended the 2017 Angus Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, making it the largest ever Angus Convention. The American Angus Association looks forward to a growing crowd for this year's event in Columbus. The Downtown Convention Center will host activities and events November 3rd through 5th, including the renowned trade show. Before the official start of the convention, the Ohio Angus Association will host the National Angus Tour on Friday, November 2nd, where participants will spend a day exploring the area's leading Angus operations and the Certified Angus Beef brand headquarters. The tour is always a fan favorite at the Angus Convention, and it's the perfect way to start the weekend's Angus events. Ohio is home to many Angus legends, including the original leader of the Certified Angus Beef brand, Mick Colvin, Grimes said. Come see the brand up close and personal while learning about the Ohio State University's involvement in creating CAB's sought-after 10 quality specifications. The tour will include an insider's look at the CAB headquarters and culinary center, learn how the team accomplishes anything from recipe development to international marketing and brand management. The tour will also include cooking demonstrations with Chef Tony Biggs, Director of Culinary Arts, and a visit to the meat lab with a meat scientist along with a delicious lunch. A lot of people have heard about the Certified Angus Beef Culinary Center, but most probably wouldn't realize its impact until you see the interaction that takes place at the facility, Grimes said. We invite you to come see how they sell our product and use the center to educate the consumer about the product. Watch how their specialists go from breaking down the carcasses all the way to serving a steak on the plate. During the Angus Convention, guests will hear from keynote speakers that inspire forward thinking and vision for the future of the quality beef business through Angus University, sponsored by Merck Animal Health. In breakout sessions, practical applications are shared on topics ranging from cattle health and management to understanding genomics and evolving technology. Since the convention started in 2014, it has quickly became one of the best educational conferences in the nation, Grimes said. There is a session to educate a breeder of any size operation. The Angus Genomics Synopsis, sponsored by Neon GeneSeq Operations, will feature presenters, academic professionals, and industry leaders who will explore how producers can apply new ideas to their home operations. On the trade show floor, guests will be welcomed by allied industry partners, fellow Angus breeders, and others with product offerings to benefit today's progressive cattle producer. Another stellar workshop series from Zoetis will be featured, as well as prize giveaways and CAB brand meals served throughout the event. Angus breeders receive exclusive booth discounts, and those interested in reserving space can visit the trade show section of the website. The trade show is a huge draw for convention attendees, Grimes said. Vendors enjoy being at our trade show because they know our attendees are serious cattlemen doing serious business. Most of the convention focuses on education, but there are lighthearted activities too. The Angus Convention offers plenty of time for attendees to get to know one another, celebrate the Angus breed, and plan for the future. A concert featuring the renowned Neil McCoy is planned for Sunday, November 4th. Registration and hotel reservations open July 1st, and more information will be available online at www.angusconvention.com. The Angus Convention grows and gets better every year, Grimes said. Don't miss the opportunity to learn about Angus history and the competitive advantage the certified Angus beef brand offers you and your customers. To wrap up the Farm Show today, some national ag news. NAFTA talks are continuing, but their time is running short. Negotiations of the North American Free Trade Agreement continue this week in Washington as all sides are trying to wrap up the talks quickly. Canada's Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland is in Washington this week, meeting with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and others, according to Bloomberg News. However, absent from the table is Mexico's economy minister, who is attending other meetings in Paris. Time is running out for Mexico and Canada to continue to be exempt from U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs, which the final exemption, according to the White House, is set to expire this Friday. Also, Mexico's election is set for July 1st, a hurdle in the talks negotiators have been trying to avoid. Mexico's economy minister last week predicted there is a 40% chance all sides could reach an agreement before the election. The talks remained focused on the automotive sector, though other barriers remain for all sides to reach an agreement. A recent report from Rabobank shows dryness in the South is pointing towards tightening of beef supplies. The Rabobank Beef Quarterly Report shows beef cow slaughter numbers are up 10% through mid-April from a year ago, driven by ongoing dry pasture conditions and the likelihood of forced herd liquidation during the coming grazing season, as reported by meat industry publication Meeting Place. Beef production and consumption are both increasing, adding some building pressure on the world's major beef markets, along with the potential of a drought year in the United States. The limited grazing opportunities in the U.S. forced cattle into feed yards quicker, driving up the number of cattle on feed between September and February. Western Oklahoma remains in extreme drought, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor, along with much of western Texas classified in a severe drought. That's all the time we have today on the Afternoon Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.